Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You have a secret cabal of unelected bureaucrats operating in the bowels of the White House, and this is where you get the actual nuts and bolts of the war on guns coming out of Joe Biden's administration. And none of them, we barely know who some of them are. Barely know who they are. Now, Susan Rice, Barack Obama's former national security advisor, played a leading role in the Star Chamber of Civil Rights Abuse until she abruptly left the White House last month. She was his domestic policy advisor. Didn't even bother to hide her frequent meetings with the members of the gun ban industry like Giffords and Brady in Everytown. And since its inception, the clandestine group's work has been used in a myriad of ways. Some become the basis for the anti-gun platform from Biden when he can remember what to say. And other ideas went straight to the federal agencies like their loyal lapdogs at the ATF. Does anybody believe that the ATF, the most overly politicized law enforcement agency in the country, would take on pistol braces without specific instructions from the White House? Of course not. And it has, of course, backfired. Gun owners in the court swiftly rebuked plans to ban the plastic aftermarket firearm accessory that the ATF twice said was perfectly legal until they were pressured by the Biden White House to change their findings. And now you got 40 million that have basically, with exception of a quarter million of them have registered for SBR status. And, well, they at the moment, they're felons. And it's estimated that less than 1% actually complied and completed a form one, and that's an embarrassment that is national in scope. Then, in the SAF case, when Judge Jane Boyle, when she ruled that Second Amendment Foundation members who own pistol braces were protected from ATS enforcement actions by a preliminary injunction, members of the other pro-gun groups received similar protections, Gun Owners of America, Firearm Policy Coalition. And, of course, with the exception of Gun Owners of America, which has said that you cannot join us now and get that protection. You can join us, but you won't get the protection. Everybody else is letting them just join, and it's, well, membership is in the middle of a dramatic uptick. And it became clear to everybody involved that they issued the rule because they knew a law banning pistol braces would never make it to Congress. Now, there's some, and it's silly to do this. It's silly to speculate about this, about the, you know, the public flogging would give the anti-gun zealots reason to rethink or slow their bans and other actions. But they're very, you know, we don't even know who they are. They're very well insulated from any sort of public scrutiny. And even after this humiliating loss, nobody's holding them accountable. And Biden, the press, can always blame the AFT. And Biden, of course, should face consequences for most of his administration's unconstitutional gun control efforts. He wouldn't know a pistol brace from a back brace. And his only real purpose is to be led by the hand on stage once or twice a week, armed with a fistful of flashcards that tell him what to say. Stay, you know, sit, roll over, shake hands. And the real brains behind literally everything, and definitely the war on guns in the White House, they remain cloaked in anonymity. They're ruthless and they're cunning. And they are completely unanswerable to the public. And they are a direct affront to congressional authority and the separation of powers, since they help ATF write and then enforce its own rules, which carry penalties indistinguishable from actual criminal statutes. So, when the White House calls the tune, the AFT begins to dance. And nobody is ever held accountable. Not really interesting, but it's when you think about it, it's just infuriating. But we're going to shift. There's a guy named William Hare. And for 40 miles, Mr. Hare, 61 years old, my age. Well, he's younger, because I'm 62. Was his name William Hare or Floyd? Anyway, what an enraged 61-year-old Floyd didn't know was that the other driver had a concealed carry license and his gun. So his anger finally caught up with him in Maple Grove, Minnesota, northwest of Minneapolis. And there's where the driver fired a single shot to force Hare to cease his aggressive behavior. The rage was finally ended, thanks to a little bit of ballistic dissuasion. And as in many self-defense incidents, the victim of the attack didn't handle things perfectly. That led to an exhaustive police investigation. But ultimately, Hennepin County prosecutors ruled it a case of justified self-defense and declined to file charges. And he shot and killed another man, right? This all happened in April 2022. And they decided that the shooter was acting in self-defense. And according to a news release, the Hennepin County City Attorney's Office declined to file charges. They killed 61-year-old William Floyd Hare of Buffalo, Minnesota. Road rage is one of those things that you really can't measure. You can't measure the intention. Most of the time, it's a mile or two. This was 40 miles. And why didn't this driver... I mean, one of the things I do is I stick my phone on a mount every time I get in the car. And I have, you know, Bluetooth hands-free, which even if your car doesn't have it, you can get that and buy it now for the car. And you should if you haven't. But anyway, I digress. So that way, if I have to make a phone call, if I have to call 911 while I'm doing it, while I'm driving, I can, and I can keep on driving. Now, why he didn't call 911 on mile one when this began is beyond me. I've been in a few situations where I began to get ready, and then I began to get ready to call 911. 30-year-old turned himself in right after this and was held for a time in the Hennepin County Jail. And it's all the more reason why anyone who owns a gun, and certainly anyone who carries one for self-defense, needs to spend a few bucks on concealed carry insurance. Because I'm not really sure that should have been what happened. But he's very lucky they didn't decide to charge him because it's Minnesota. And I'm glad they didn't. They shouldn't have. They should not have done it. But I'm glad they didn't. He missed something barely there. Barely. So, good for him. I'm glad he survived. I'm sorry somebody got killed in a road rage incident. But if you're going to road rage, if you're going to chase somebody, right, then you might catch them. And this is an armed society, and an armed society is a polite society. Just because you may not be carrying a gun does not mean the person you're chasing may not be carrying a gun. Oh, the humanity, right? Oh, the problematicness of it all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. California Governor Gavin Newsom, well, his policy instincts are just like his hair gel. Copious. Copious amounts of it. And his latest notion is the 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. He's not proposing to protect rights. He's looking to turn those rights into government-approved privileges. His proposal would be raising the federal minimum age to purchase a firearm from 18 to 21, which is long guns, mandating universal background checks to prevent truly dangerous people from purchasing a gun that could be used in a crime, which would be is illegal at the moment, instituting a reasonable waiting period for all gun purchases, which is actually in place at the moment, and barring civilian purchase of assault weapons that serve no other purpose than to kill as many people as possible in a short amount of time. Weapons of war our nation's founders never foresaw, which we could, there's a way to short circuit this. Now, don't worry, little people. He says that these proposals leave the Second Amendment unchanged and respect the gun-owning tradition. And if he were elected president, he intends to sell the Golden Gate Bridge for about $3. Now, these ideas are already statutes in California in law, which means he wants to export his failing policy to the rest of the nation. He doesn't get it that no one else wants them, or that he just admitted that his gun control ideas are unconstitutional under the Second Amendment. Otherwise, why would he need a 28th Amendment? That's a stunning mistake he made there, making that admitting to this. His proposal reveals his autocratic big government tendency. The Declaration of Independence made clear, or at least they sought for it to make clear, that unalienable rights are endowed by our Creator. The first 10 amendments remind governments that the government has, the rights belong to the people, not the government. And Newsom wants to flip that on its head. He claims that it wouldn't interfere with Second Amendment rights, and that's just not true. He would once again relegate the Second Amendment to a second-class right by barring adults at 18 who are fully vested in all other constitutional rights from fully exercising and expressing their Second Amendment rights. This is not respecting the Second Amendment. This is trampling all over it. Then we have the universal background check thing. Now, we already know, for example, that ATF likes to go to FFLs and make photocopies of their 4473s and then show up at people's places and say, we see you bought 7 guns since January. We'd like to see those. Can we see the guns? Which the answer is no. Absolutely not. You cannot see the guns because, especially in this state, I haven't heard about it happening in my state, probably because we don't have universal background checks in South Carolina. So if I buy a gun, I can turn right around and sell it to whoever I like. And it's legal. It's not illegal. The only way universal background checks work, which what this is talking about, is they want to be able to track each and every gun, each and every owner, is to create a national gun owner database. And this isn't new. I mean, they concluded this in 2013 when the Obama administration was looking into it. The National Institute for Justice report states universal background checks are dependent on gun registration. So this puts every gun owner on a watch list just for exercising their rights. And it would also say that rights aren't actually rights without a reasonable waiting period. There is a reasonable waiting period in place. Now, remember, this was all part of the omnibus crime bill and all of the other stuff and the assault weapons ban and everything else. This is when they established there were no background checks before this was applied in statute. And what is in place is this. The three-day waiting period, unless state has war, right? Some states have 10. But federally, a three-day waiting period if your background check does not come back instantly. And after the third day, if you haven't gotten a background check back from the federal government, you get to get the gun. Or it's, in some cases, the FFL may decide you don't get the gun. But I don't know where they draw that line. But no other right is exposed to that qualification. You're not told that you can only assemble if you've waited 3 days, right? No one is told they can't attend their church only once every 7 days. No one needs the government's permission before they write a letter to the editor of the local newspaper. Part of this is they want to sit out there and they want to say, well, if you have these cooling off periods, right? And the interesting thing about this is who's putting this forward, which is Gavin Newsom. In Gavin Newsom's California, they have just revamped their medical assistance in dying statute, which now says if you want to die, state will kill you in 2 days after you fill out the paperwork. But they also have a statute in place to where if you buy a gun, they want you to wait 10 days on the off chance that you're buying it to kill yourself to cool off. So you got to wait 10 days to kill yourself with a gun, or if you want the state to do it, you only got to wait 2. And I'm sitting here going, what are we talking about anyway? What are we talking about? So his proposed amendment would suggest that criminals are absolved of responsibility for their crimes. And his proposal blames the crime on the gun, not the criminal. And he classifies the PDWs, personal defense weapons, as assault weapons, and defines them as serving no other purpose than to murder. Now, here's what I know about that particular part, right? So you go in there and you ask Steve Dettelbach, who's the head of the ATF, and he'll tell you, I don't know what an assault weapon is. That's up to you guys to describe. Why aren't they doing it? Why aren't they getting out there and writing a statute and getting it in there and just keep writing it until we get a Republican Senate, a Republican House, and a Republican President, and then it gets signed and then it's in statute just the way they do gun control? Why aren't they getting out there and saying a assault rifle is one with a fully automatic sear? It is a mechanical difference. It is not a cosmetic feature. That would drive them crazy, because then that means anything out there, no matter how innocuous it could be an assault weapon because it's mechanical. So, I don't know why we're not doing that. I'm going to have a politician on soon. I'm going to ask him why. I don't know what they'll tell me on that one. They probably won't be happy with that question. Those kind of questions where you put the spotlight on them always makes them unhappy, where they've got to like answer the question. I just don't know. Anyway. Yeah, Brill Cream, you got a long way to go, and it's, you know, we know that for what it is. You're just playing. This is just for the clout. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump has returned to his summer residence in New Jersey after a series of events. Within the past 24 hours, Trump flew to Florida, was arraigned on federal charges related to allegedly storing classified documents at his home, and subsequently returned to the tri-state area to continue his re-election campaign. Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending Special Counsel Jack Smith in Donald Trump's federal indictment, stating Smith's commitment to integrity and the rule of law.
He has assembled a group of experienced and talented prosecutors and agents who share his commitment to integrity and the rule of law.
Trump and his allies claim the indictment is politically motivated. The Federal Reserve is not raising interest rates for the first time in more than a year. The central bank put a pause on its aggressive rate hikes that were used to combat inflation. This ends a string of 10 consecutive increases. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, President Biden made an announcement he hopes is going to excite all those gun control activists for his 2024 election bid. He's calling in the big gun to lead the messaging on his gun control accomplishments to generate buzz, which, by the way, he hasn't had any. Even the one thing that he did sign that was called, quote, unquote, gun control, actually did nothing. It actually did nothing. He signed it and nobody could tell. The only difference I see now is that when I roll in on a place, I see them as sort of, there's a sign on the door saying they have enhanced background checks. Nobody's told me what that means for 18 to 20 year olds. So I don't know. So they have assigned, this is the big gun now, they have assigned Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the messaging, which, yeah, this is going to go well. I'm almost certain it's going to go well. I'm just sitting here thinking about how well it's going to go. She is going to be the leading voice on gun control and charge her with making these issues front and center for the campaign. Election Day 2024 is just about 500 days away. See, one of the things is that when you break everybody into groups and you break anybody into special interest groups, you have so many of them you have to satisfy that it's a little hard for everybody to keep up with what's actually going on. And that's just a reality. The more divided your actual attention is, the thinner you spread. Well, He's got a re-election coming up, and now he has to sell his gun control bona fides to the activists that he has to keep satisfied because, well, they have to be satisfied. And he has failed to pass anything around any of his biggest promises and all but admitted that he can't do it. And still, he is going to have to satisfy them. He's going to have to keep them happy. His biggest targets continue to be renewing a ban on personal defense weapons and continuing the false attacks against, you know, lawful gun firearm industry through repeated lies. Now, personal defense weapons are the most popular selling centerfire rifle in America, with more than 24.4 million in circulation since 1990. That is more common than the Ford F-150 pickup truck, which I also drive one of those. Public polling around them and whether or not they should be banned shows Americans are much more informed and accepting of the popular semi-automatic rifle and that they don't support a ban. The current data flies in the face of what the president and his chief messenger, Vice President Harris, want to pitch to the American people. The gun control White House duo of Biden and Harris face significant obstacles in setting the gun control agenda. The first is Congress, and the second is the U.S. Constitution. Congress won't entertain legislation introduced to ban the PDW, which is the, you know, the, when you think about it, it's the AR-15 style rifle, the AK-47 style rifle, all of their little variants and everything. That's not to say they couldn't attempt to try to get creative with executive orders and rewrite regulations, which they're doing, say, with the stabilizing brace. And they are facing legal and legislative challenges, which it's going to be very hard for these things to be overcome because the Bruin decision has happened. And gun control activists remain irritated and angry at the Biden administration because they have not been able to do anything on gun control. What they're really mad at is the Biden administration doesn't have the authority to erase the Second Amendment. And that prevents a radical gun control agenda. So, we get this from the VP. She got out there and said, it's time for Congress to stop and act with the false choices. This is not about getting rid of the Second Amendment. If we really want something that is going to be lasting, we need to pass legislation. Now, this is a stark contrast to when she was a candidate for the top job. When she was in the 2020 presidential race, she vowed to voters to go on her own unilaterally to enact strict gun control measures if Congress didn't act within the first 100 days in office, which anybody that knows anything about separation of powers and the way the three branches of government work and everything would know that she couldn't do it. She wanted to ban those. She wanted to stop the importation of them. And according to media reports, she also pledged to mandate near universal background checks requiring anyone who sells five or more guns per year to run background checks on all sales, and that she would revoke a gun dealer or manufacturer license if they broke the law and make them criminally liable through executive action, which I think she thought that she was being elected to be a monarch. So Vice President Harris has a challenging task ahead to lead the messaging efforts for an administration that's having to face reality. And the reality is that they're going to try to sell something that the American public is not interested in buying. They're not even looking for it. And they've already admitted failure to do what they promised, and they're stymied to act further on gun control restrictions. Now, for Biden's campaign to attempt to convince the American public to rehire him, it may not matter who the messenger is on their gun control platform, whether it's Harris or somebody else. Americans just might not be buying it. And after all, it's President Biden who's overseeing the ongoing historic firearm purchasing stretch. He has sold a few. The confluence of several circumstances have meant the political calculus has changed for voters when it comes to gun rights and firearm ownership. The elected leaders who represent them would be wise to take note. A lot of minorities are gun owners now. A lot of black Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans. They're gun owners now. Welcome. Women have made up between 30 to 40% of firearm purchasers during this historic stretch. Welcome, ladies. Gun rights groups from across the political spectrum, including a progressive left-leaning groups, are popular and seeing membership numbers dramatically increase. So it just might be time to get one of the gas pump stickers of President Joe Biden saying, I did that. And it's his administration's policies that are driving millions of Americans to lawful gun ownership and sending Harris out on the trail to be the leading voice. This doesn't resemble an administration that's listening to the American people. This is one of these things where, you're sending out. The only thing worse than Joe Biden as president is Kamala Harris as vice president. She is the worst one that has ever served that I've ever seen. I don't even know why she does it. I don't know why she continues to show up and do this stuff because she is, I mean, she's just a joke. But she's going to be taking the lead in the anti-gun messaging. The gun control messaging is going to be handed over to Vice President Kamala Harris. So we should be very concerned about that. I say with my tongue in my cheek. I don't know who else he's got to do it, though, because Susan Rice is, he can't use any of his shadow people to do it because then we'd know who they are. He's got to use somebody that's in office. So Harris is a safe one to do because Harris is not actually running. She's just on the ticket. She won't make or break the campaign. She's not the headliner. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero Precision. USA.com. We now know that the COVID pandemic was an attack. It was the 2020 or the 2019 9/11. And, you know, you can look at it by looking at a document that came out. There was a quote in it. The unnatural origins of SARS, a new species of man-made viruses, as genetic bioweapons. That's the name of the document. They stated, coronaviruses can be artificially manipulated into an emerging human disease virus, then weaponized and unleashed in a way never seen before. Then you get the breakdown of the Wuhan lab, which explains why and how Wuhan became a bioweapon lab. And yes, it did become a bioweapons lab. We knew China did not want, nor could it be successful in a traditional war, and China wanted and needed international trade. Hard to do that in the middle of a war with people you need to trade with, especially specifically the United States. So how do you inflict damage on the United States without being at war with it? Well, okay. Xi knew that Donald Trump had a large army of domestic enemies who hated him. So, a biological attack would be bloodless, it was less risky, and it gives opportunities for Trump's enemies and China's friends. Wuhan took so long to build because China continually made it so it could be a bioweapons producer when it was supposed to be for civilian research. A French firm, RTB, indirectly owned by China, provided the tech for the Wuhan lab, and French intelligence knew and continued to warn about the Wuhan lab bioweapons capability. And the nature of the COVID-19 virus is a virulent respiratory virus modified by gain-of-function genetic manipulation to be lethal and infectious for humans and transmitted human to human. So this was built for bioweapons research. And the reason why is because they could not go out into a shooting war with the United States when we are a big part of their market. So they wanted an alternative way to come out on top. Now, they killed millions of people in the Great Leap Forward and the Cultural Revolution purges of Mao. And the people running China would put their own population at risk for the long game strategy of putting a hit on the West, and in particular Trump. Then they could return to their commitment to world dominance and the beneficial relationships they enjoyed with their Western Quislings. So Trump declared a trade war on China, and he picked its most vulnerable element, agricultural supplies coming from the United States. And they caved for a new trade deal, and it hurt China in a big way. And the author of the paper, Y30, said the point of Xi Jinping unleashing a bio attack was to remove the real threat in Washington, Donald Trump. That the United States was moving into a presidential election year when COVID-19 conveniently erupted in China would not have been missed by Xi in this scenario. Trump's destruction and removal would reset the game for China. If Trump retained the White House, it was a major threat to Chinese interests and influence. COVID was perfect. It caused chaos and deprivations and conflict and unhappiness and economic harm, all under the Trump administration. Doctors Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins funded COVID research, and they were the officials in charge of the response. What a miscalculation that was. Bureaucrats and the NIH were enemies of Trump as much as Xi. Trump was surrounded by enemies, including supposed friends and allies who were enemies. And they knew the game plan, get Trump, cover up for all malfeasance, push controls, make people scared, ruin their lives and the economy at the same time. So it was a lethal virus, and the lethality amplified by stupid responses. It was, in effect, the biological 9/11 perpetrated on the United States. But instead of triggering a military response from America, as bin Laden's 9/11 did, the U.S. response to COVID aimed disastrously inward. Yeah. Mr. Weikert says the same labs involved with risky gain-of-function research on coronavirus vaccines in China for the last several years are now spearheading extensive research into developing a smallpox vaccine. Few people today are inoculated against it. What's more, smallpox has long been a fixation of bioweapons developers because of its virulence and lethality. Thus, it hasn't come already in the form of COVID-19 pandemic. Society must be prepared for a Chinese-produced biological 9/11, possibly involving smallpox. Yeah. Conservatives gathered in Denver this weekend for the 2023 Western Conservative Summit. All the while, we're having the indictment of Donald J. Trump. Everybody's all up on this one. There are two crisis-level issues, I hope, get their attention. First is a threat with war with China over Taiwan. And that is now so real that Biden is now putting together plans to get Americans out of Taiwan. And the Pentagon has war gamed this repeatedly, and we keep losing. And the single most important takeaway from the Link report is that the Pentagon thinks the coming Taiwan war will be a replay of World War II techniques, featuring a Chinese direct frontal assault across the Taiwan Strait for a classical World War II style amphibious landing into the face of Taiwanese land defenses. And then we sail across the Western Pacific into the face of Chinese anti-ship missiles. And the Pentagon, the reason they're only going to Taiwan, they don't really have a deep blue water navy in China, but they do have one that is capable of going after Taiwan. They do have one that is capable of hugging the coast. They don't have as many carriers as we have. And they seem incapable of grasping that Chinese could use EMP strikes, sever undersea cables, jam communications, drone swarming. One of the most alarming revelations in this past year is that a single rifleman can disable an electrical substation. Taiwan surely leads the planet on the number of Chinese spies per capita, with the U.S. close behind. And these spies, armed with the ubiquitous AR-15, can perform mop-up for whatever parts of the grid survive the EMP attack. A U.S. war with China over Taiwan may forever break our military power and political dominance. And the Pentagon sees it, the media sees it, and the citizenry sees it, and the Taiwanese sees it. And that means it is time to move forward toward a diplomatic solution. And they want to promote a rules-based regime. And since the Chinese want to look good around the planet in the interest of garnering further third-world customers for their Belt and Road operation, which construing a rules-based regime to imply a constitution and an agreed international tribunal for enforcement is a starting point. And now we also have to address a new locus of power. Aristotle opens his treatise on metaphysics with the observation, all men by nature desire to know. An indication of this is the delight we take in our senses, for even apart from their usefulness, they are loved for themselves. This is the human tropism of truth. Just as flowers follow the sun, so humans are drawn to the truth. So, if a person were drawn to delusion rather than to truth, what would be the origin of that love of delusion? And the origin of the love of delusion could not be sane human nature. And it's unnerving to see the woke worship of delusion, accumulating hoax after hoax, pursuing the denial of reality. Like the recent flap in Utah over sexual references in the Bible reveals yet another woke hoax and offers an excellent teachable moment. Sex and sexual desire come in two flavors, holy and perverted. They need to be looking at this stuff. They need to be looking at this stuff. And something needs to be moved on. I'm getting sort of upset with the nonsense that we see coming out there. All of these hearings and everything, let's put somebody in chains and take them out the door. Let me see that. Let me see somebody going out in chains and headed to the big house. That'd be good for me. I'd like that an awful lot. Barring that, maybe you could just take the day off and not show up because you're not doing anything for the money you're getting paid. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.